You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks. Oh, it's good to be back. Did you miss me while I was gone?
I was going to drink some soda, but it was probably flat, so I didn't want to do it.
Good one. Well, I'll tell you that with all the cream and sugar I put in my coffee, it makes me round. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Good one. Yeah, this is quite the topic, the flat earth topic. Finally got to it. It's been some time. We've had people ask about it. Yeah, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I've been in an airplane many times, and boy, I see what seems to be a curvature of the earth every time I go up there. And when I look out at the other planets, they all appear to be round and in a ball-type shape. So I'm not quite sure why the Earth would be flat alone.
Well, I know some people will point to the New Jerusalem, which is, 1,500 miles cubed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so they point at that. And saying, see, not everything is spherical, but that's after a new heaven and a new earth. Everything that we see is generally spherical in space, with stars being, obviously may not be an absolute sphere because they're burning, but still, they're not planets, they're stars. So we understand that God had created them different. But that is one of the main arguments against a flat earth. If the earth was flat, you ought to be able to get on the Hubble telescope and see the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
And in the background of the Statue of Liberty, you ought to be able to see the Eiffel Tower. And then in that background, you ought to be able to see the Himalayan Mountains. And then in that background, you ought to be able to see some of those large buildings in Tokyo. That's what you ought to be able to do if the Earth was flat. And just because of things that disappear over the horizon— That's an evidence that it's a large sphere and not a flat earth.
The people that supported the flat earth said they tried to defend their position by saying that, a guy got in a canal and the canal was straight and very long. It was like 60 miles long and we could see 60 miles away. Well, okay, but the earth is much larger than 60 miles.
Exactly.
The curvature of the earth comes in thousands of miles, tens of thousands of miles, I don't know. But yeah, that was their thing that, and we saw a ship. And when we zoomed in with the telescope, you could still see the ship. Yeah, but it was still disappearing beyond something.
That's exactly right. The horizon will always, things will always disappear on the horizon.
Right. So that's a big thing in that support, and they try to explain that away, but there's, to me, especially with the technology we have today, like you say, the Hubble telescope, turn that thing around and look at the earth and you're going to see that it's not flat. It's not. I don't know how they—
Another evidence is the sun and the moon. The moon and the earth, rather. Those three things. Whenever you see an eclipse, the eclipse is always spherical upon the moon, no matter where the moon is. When the sun is shining on the earth and it's eclipsed onto the moon, you don't see a round disc. And then as the moon changes and rotates, let's say that the Earth doesn't, but so as the sun and the moon both rotate around the Earth, then there would be a difference of a shadow that's there, and that absolutely doesn't happen. So that's probably the easiest way to explain, you know, that if you got a light behind a CD and shined it against the wall, and you either turn the light or turn the CD, you're going to see that disc is going to change, but mm-hmm. it doesn't change whenever we mm-hmm. have an eclipse.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty easy to see, I believe. I don't see the benefit of the flat Earth idea. I don't understand why. Did you see in anything that you studied, are all the heavenly bodies a disc? Are they flat? Or are all supposed to be flat, or is it just the Earth?
I think it was just the Earth, because the Earth is inhabited. I mean, that idea that, I don't know. I guess if it was a sphere, you'd slide off. I don't know. You know, I don't understand why it's only the Earth and not anything else. I've never read anything where somebody can give some kind of verification other than what they may think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never heard anything else but the Earth. And, you know, I think they'd probably say, well, God created that for mankind and that's why it's unique or whatever. But, yeah, I've never heard anything outside of the Earth and people believing that anything else was flat or, you know, a different form than a globe.
Yeah, if you were a flat earther, and if that belief was true, there would not be a sunrise and a sunset.
Right.
You know, so because the sun would always be overhead, because it's only over the top, as they would talk about the circle of the Earth, and so the sun mm-hmm. would only be on the top and nothing on the bottom. And so sunrise and sunset both dispel that idea of the, and the same as the tides, because of the sunrise and sunset, you know, the moon and the sun affect our tides.
Right. Do they use the fact that you can see the sun and the moon at the same time in points of the day? Would that be part of their argument?
No, that's what you could use to refute it. Why do you see the moon over here and not the sun over here? You know, right. I mean, because it's the sun is on one side of the Earth and the moon is on the other side. But if it's only a flat Earth, how can you possibly see both at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so, you know, on the, what we would say on the other side of the Earth, China, you know, of course the joke is, you know, you dig so deep you go to China. So on the other side of the Earth, the moon is showing and the sun is up here. Well, if it's a flat Earth, the sun would still be shining over there in China.
Right. And we can make a call, you know, and find out what it is at any time, and they can tell you, and pretty much dispels, you know, I've called friends, and there's a 7-8 hour time difference, and they'll let you know that it's very early in the morning here, or very late at night here, when it's the opposite here. So, yeah, that gives a discredit.
Yeah, so, and then the other thing is the time zones. The mm-hmm. time zone is because of the curvature of the Earth. Otherwise, sunrise and sunset would be the same for everybody. It wouldn't be sunrise. I mean, you can possibly say on the edges they would see the daylight coming up first. But, you know, once it's up, it's shining on everybody. If the Earth is flat, when the sun comes up, it's shining on everybody at the same time. So there would not even need to be time zones. And we have the time zones basically because we go by sunrise and sunset in those time zones.
Yeah. And why do airplanes have to fly in the routes they do? Wouldn't we just go straight across? If I want to go to the Philippines, why do I have to go up over the Arctic Circle and around? Why don't I just go straight there?
Yeah. Another, what I would say would refute the flat earth is those people and vehicles that have circumnavigated the globe. They have gone mm-hmm. from one side to the other. Plane, ship, back in the day, you know, ships first, now planes, they can orbit the earth. And so that's an evidence as they circumnavigate. They don't just wind up, flipping immediately, from one side to the other. Like once they get to the edge, zoop, they flip underneath the earth and go to the other side. They circumnavigate the earth. So you've got also the astronauts in space, what they saw by their own testimony, as those people on the panel said, well, I've never seen it. Well, people have. So are you going to believe them and their testimony and their footage of what's going on,
No, Brother Dan, listen, they're all part of the conspiracy.
Yes,
those guys
that's the point.
Supposedly went to the moon, supposedly. Those guys took to the grave these giant secret that they were really in California because the flag was sticking out straight and there's no wind. And we couldn't see any other celestial bodies in those pictures. So it's just a big, big trick of Hollywood.
Yeah, whether they landed or not, which I believe they did, but whether they landed or not doesn't even matter. There was another vehicle that just landed on the moon after 50 years absence, too, from Elon Musk. Yeah. And there's a lot better pictures because our cameras are a lot better now than they were in the... I mean, goodness, the camera on your phone is better than the cameras that they had on the most expensive, astronauts that they possibly could have even then.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then lastly, the last thing that I saw, and it was very involved, so I can't quite explain it, but earthquakes, the seismic waves from earthquakes prove that the earth is a sphere and not flat. Because there's all these diagrams and things, but if the earthquake was on a flat earth, everyone would feel it to the same degree. But that's why the epicenter of earthquakes may be very strong at one point, but the reason they're not as strong on the other points is because of the density of the earth as you go around the globe. There's more from that point of shock. There's much more earth to get through, and that's why those seismic waves dissipate, because there's more earth for it to get through, and it's not all the same amount all the way across flat.
Right. I think, too, I question waves. If the earth is flat, would we still have waves?
Well,
wouldn't the water
probably
just lay
because
flat?
Of the wind. Most of the waves
wind,
are from the wind, but it's the wind and
the tides.
But what about
the
tidal? You wouldn't have jet streams. I mean, that would be the winds, but, so where do the waves go? If they're all going one direction, where are they going? But they're not going in one direction, and that's because of the tides.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Seems to be a fair bit of evidence that perhaps the earth is round. If I get to heaven and find out it's not, it's okay. I'm going to be okay.
That's exactly
I'm going
right.
to be all right with that. I'm not going to be disappointed with God, and I'm not going to say that his book wasn't true. And I'm just going to rejoice in the number of people that are there because I took some time to tell them about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm going to be disappointed if people aren't there. That's my disappointment, but yeah.
And now to be fair, you could use that argument for just about anything if you're trying to blow it off.
Yes.
But still, it fits and applies here specifically because now this has become the most important mission of my life. I've got to let everybody know. We must let people know. Okay. All right. Thanks. I know. Thanks. Now, how does that change my life? It doesn't.
No, not one iota. No. not one iota. The only thing it would do is make me skeptical of anybody in a position of authority or that has the line of communication. That's the only thing it's going to do, make me skeptical of everything. And then all I'm going to do is question everything.
Amen.
Right? And then all I do is spend my time questioning. Yeah.
That is exactly right. And now you've classified people into deniers and believers. Mm-hmm. And so all of the deniers deserve disdain. And all of the believers, regardless of what they do and how they live, they're okay. And that's the basis of that is faith in Jesus Christ. Because that is the way that, so if someone has trusted Christ, they are a brother, they are a sister, and I'm commanded to love them and treat them differently than I treat somebody else. That's God's command. But not on the basis of, do they like my doctrine or not?
Mm-hmm. Nailed it. Well, that's it for the week. We have pretty much answered every question. There's no question anymore. Everybody's all settled. We're ready to go. There'll never be another question, never be another conspiracy theory.
Well, whether or not you should tithe on Bitcoin.
Oh. Now you got me thinking.
If somebody only has gold and no checks to write, how do they tithe? We're gonna have to work on that.
The value of gold. You have to on the daily, whatever it is that day. That's
what you have to tithe. Wait and tithe. Three. On the dip of the economy. Oh, gold is down $800 an ounce. Okay, now tithe.
Yeah, that's right. I've been holding out. Oh, man. Oh, and you can see in the days ahead so many things that people are going to be struggling with as the day approaches when Christ comes and that Antichrist is, you know, moving into position. So many things that people are going to struggle with. Wow. Distractions. Be careful.
We ought to verify what people say, you know, to validate what is being said. So there's no way that I'm just going to believe in general the government unless, you know, because they've proven themselves to be untrustworthy.
Right.
Yet I know some believers in our state government, some believers that are in Ohio that are serving in our Congress in Washington, D.C., and I know their personal testimony, trust in Christ. I believe them and trust them more because they have not been lying to, you know, to their constituents. So, you know, it sort of goes to the trust of the individual. You know, we do need to be very careful, and we do need to examine things, whether they are so. That's why the believers were noble in Berea, because they did check the Word of God daily, whether those things were so. Okay, they're true. Now I can believe it.
Right. Well, would you call those guys in government that you know, and would you have them check out NASA and see if they've been telling us the truth or not, or has this been really true?
Since part of NASA is headquartered in Ohio, out in Cleveland, so.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call Brother Folger, have him go check it out for us, and then we'll have the answers.
Go there and say, hey, I need to make an appointment. I've got flat earthers in my church. I don't know what to tell them. I'm sure they'd welcome you with open arms.
Sure. Could you give me something? Give me something just so I could go back and say, hey, it's
They'll hand them a picture and say, see you, pal.
That's right. Here's a marble. Tell them we sculpted
it. Here's a marble.
It's blue. The blue marble. Well, from the serious side of things, I'm Al Stone. And on the other side, the flip coin, flip of the coin, the other side of this disc in which we live is on the dark side, Dan Wolven, who never sees the light because the sun's only shining on me. They're
That's
in the
exactly
bowels,
right.
in the you've bowels got, of the North Columbus.
Yes, you've got tall people and short people, and the short people live on the underside of the earth. And the tall people get to live on the upside of the earth.
Well, it's because you don't get any sunshine. That's why you don't grow.
Exactly.
That's the problem. That's what it is.
I'm rooted, though.
You're rooted and grounded. I'm Al Stone, and thank you for being with us this week. Next week, we'll look at some other things that I hope will be a great help to you. And as always, send us those ideas that you've got. I talked to some people this week, said we're going to send you some things, and we always appreciate that. I'm Al Stone.
Amen. This is Dan Wolven in Columbus, Ohio. Please be a thinker. No, Brother Stone, I did not say stinker. Be a
stinker.
Okay. Yes, be a thinker. Okay. All right. You know, don't just follow and listen to anything that is said. Check the Bible to see if it's true.
Methinks you are done. This is Tim Talks. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, and tell somebody about Christ, and make up your mind whether the world is round or flat, and then let's move on. Let's get it going.
There you go.
You can have whatever you want. Just keep going on. Jesus is coming. This is Tim Talks. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.